USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker AstraZeneca is revising the data from its American COVID vaccine trial. The updated report revises its shot's efficacy in preventing symptomatic cases of COVID-19 to 76%. A release on Monday claimed the rate was 79%. The report does still say that its shot is 100% effective in protecting against severe cases of the disease. Several U.S. health officials had called the company's data into question, accusing AstraZeneca of cherry-picking data to make their shot appear more effective. And one of the world's busiest trade routes remains blocked after an enormous container ship ran aground on Tuesday. The Panama-flagged Ever Given is nearly a quarter of a mile long and weighs 200,000 tons. Officials believe the ship became wedged in the canal after losing control due to strong winds from a sandstorm. The blockage could have an effect on world shipping, as canal officials say it could take several days to restore the flow of traffic in the canal once the Ever Given is cleared. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
The Biden administration has begun releasing data on the number of unaccompanied minors being held in custody on the southern border. In the first of what is said to be daily updates, the administration said that more than 16,000 children were in the custody of Customs and Border Patrol and Health and Human Services. The root cause that drove all of those children to illegally cross into the United States is President Biden, according to Senator Ted Cruz. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that the issues at the border are a direct result of President Biden's immigration policies.
Just last month in February, there were over 100,000 illegal aliens. They've got over 15,000 children held in cages right now. And all of this is the direct result of political decisions made by Joe Biden and his administration. When Joe Biden became president, he halted construction of the border wall, he reinstituted the failed policy of catch and release, and he ended the Remain in Mexico policy, and that has resulted in this crisis.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Some Republicans are already reacting to an expected infrastructure bill from the White House. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Biden is turning his next legislative priority to a $3 trillion pair of infrastructure bills that put climate change front and center. Biden's priority will be to pour money into new technologies and clean energy hardware with the goal to decarbonize the United States electricity system by 2035. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy on the Biden administration's next big legislative goal.
Well, I did read where the White House is going to propose an infrastructure bill. And President Biden promised us, by us I mean we Republicans, that he would meet us halfway. So far, President Biden has been a very poor judge of distance. With his stimulus bill, he just rammed it down our throats and the throats of the American people. I hope he doesn't do that with the infrastructure bill. I hope we have input on defining infrastructure first.
And the Sweet 16 is set for the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. Number one overall seed Stanford will take on Missouri State, and Oregon will face off with Louisville in the Alamo region. Top-seeded South Carolina will meet Georgia Tech, and Texas takes on Maryland in the Hemisphere region. 11-time champs UConn square off with Iowa, and Michigan will meet Baylor in the Riverwalk region. And NC State faces Indiana, while Arizona takes on Texas A&M in the Mercado Regional. The Sweet 16 round begins on Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.